Without Christ, nothing works.
Good morning. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. What a privilege and an honor it is this morning to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to have this opportunity to share with you the good news of the gospel of Christ. I was thinking yesterday, they used to say, no news is good news, but I'm here to tell you the gospel's the good news. Jesus died for you and me this morning, and not only did he pay the price for our sin on Calvary, but he rose again, and today, this very hour, he's seated at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and I, and for that, we praise him and thank him today. We'd invite you to service with us this morning at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road. That's just out of the Woodsdale community. And if you're coming out of the Hamilton area on Route 4 traveling north, you'll come to Liberty Fairfield Road. If you'll turn left on Liberty Fairfield and follow it across the river, that's the Woodsdale community. And then you just keep on going straight there, and it turns into Wayne Madison. And just a short ways out, the church sits on the left-hand side. And if you're coming out Hamilton-Trenton Road or out 73, Wayne Madison is the first red light when you come into Trenton. And if you'll turn right and follow it south, you can't miss the church. It's the only one there on the road. It sits back off the road a little piece. But we'd invite you to join us for Sunday school at 10 a.m. Worship follows at 11. Wednesday evening, we have a youth service and an adult Bible study at 6 o'clock. You'd be welcome in those services also. But if you would this morning, join me in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we bow our head before you this morning, God, and many thoughts and many blessings today, Lord God, we pray. Father God, as we come before you at this very moment, Lord God, we think of the past, we look to the future, but God, we realize how this is the moment you've provided for us, God, that you've given us. How, Lord, this is the time you've allotted, God, that we might share. How, Lord, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How, Father, we not come this morning, God, to convince how those that might listen that we're right and others are wrong, but oh God, how we've come this morning that those that don't know you and are free pardon of sin, and God might come to that realization, Father, how that through and by the direction of the Holy Spirit today, God, how that when conviction sets up in their heart, how, Father, that they'd come to you and repent and be born again today, Father God, we'd ask you this morning, and God, to touch those, God, that need. Father, touch those this morning that don't know you in a free pardon of sin. Draw me in before it's final and everlasting too late, God. Father, help them to understand how their need of a Savior today. Lord, we thank you, God, for your saving grace this morning, God. How we wake again, how to see your mercies new yet again today. Father God, we glory in knowing this morning that you've prepared a place for those that have been born again. Lord, those, as Paul said, that look for your appearing. Father God, we come to you this morning seeking that leadership and guidance in this hour, in this moment. Father God, I know today I can do nothing without you. Father, I know this morning, I know amount of study, Father, education, I can replace the presence of the Holy Spirit. Father God, we look to you now, and God, that you might bless the reading, the teaching and the preaching of your blessed Holy Word. Father, we ask you again this morning, God, to bless the station, each one that makes a part, Father, each one that comes from time to time, Lord, that the gospel might go out to a lost and a dying world. Father, this morning I'm glad that you've made a way. Lord, I thank
you this morning for the blessings of life. Father, we would ask for those, God, that need your touch by way of affliction in their bodies. God, we thank you this morning for watching over those that have been through the procedures and surgeries. God, I ask you this morning how to continue to bless Brother Luther and Sister Ellen, Father, Brother Dewey, and the others. God, I know today there's many this morning. Father, we've already asked, but we'll ask again how you'd bless our companion, God. Father, we look to you. Lord, I know this morning you have what we need. And God, we pray today that you would bless your children as they gather from place to place. Lord, I'm glad this morning, Father, you've got those still willing to lift up that precious blood-stained banner of Christ. Lord, willing to stand and tell the world how they're on their way to a devil's hell. Oh, God, help us this morning how to share that promise, how that hope that's in you today. Father, bless them that serve our country this morning. Bless their little families, God, we pray. And go with us now, God, throughout the day and the services herein. Father, through these few moments, you've so mercifully and graciously allotted unto us. Again, Lord, we thank you now. I'm blessed the requests that have been shared with us. And God, I know my feeble mind, I forget some sometime. But Lord, I'm glad you know all about them today. How you know each one. Father, not only do you know them, I'm bless your sweet name this morning. How you have what they need this morning. Father, bless now, we pray in Jesus. Jesus' holy name. We ask these favors. Thank you, Lord. I'm blessed now, amen and amen. I'm going to read just a verse. Maybe out of the third chapter of 2 Peter, down at the 9th verse. And he said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Brother, let's thank him this morning for that offer that he's made. Brother, I hear men to say, God wants this for you and God wants that. Let me tell you what God wants for you this morning. And God wants you to be born again, saved by his grace. And brother, God wants for you this morning a life filled with the joy and righteousness that only comes by knowing Christ as your Savior. And brother, it doesn't come by some facade or mask, some pleasing of men, following men's tradition. Brother, it comes with new life in Christ Jesus. It comes by being born again, by the grace of God. We find over in 3rd chapter of John, where Jesus said, for God I've sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So this this morning, how the Lord wants for you, how to come and believe, how to come and live today. Brother, I'm glad he has the remedy. Brother, I'm glad how he's still the great physician. I'm thankful this morning for the comfort he provides. I'm a brother more than anything. I'm brother God wants for you. I'm God's desire for you. I'm God's will for your life. I is that you might come. I and repent. I'm brother receive Christ as your Savior. I'm in speculate how they teach this and that. I'm about what the will of God is for you. I'm brother Peter made it very clear. I'm brother he warned how the scoffers would come. He warned. I'm brother how the false teachers would abound. I'm brother he made it very clear. This is what God's will is. How that none should perish. I'm brother God didn't bring you into this world. That you might leave here. I lost and undone. But God loved you so much. That he said he'd let you choose. He'd let you make the choice. I'm brother he offers before you. Heaven and hell. Death and life. Righteousness or sinfulness. And he says you decide. You choose. I'm brother I believe. With every ounce of my being. That God has done all. That he can do for you. I'm brother when one man come to that place. He paid the price. Through the death of Christ. The sacrifice on Calvary. To purge you of your sin. To cleanse you once and for all. I'm brother but you got to make the choice. You can receive it or reject it. I'm brother I have to tell you this morning. There isn't but one way. From earth to glory. That's through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm brother there's men have followed many paths. Times have changed, so they tell us. I'm brother, history records. How many movements. And so on and so forth. I'm and brother, the Bible's very clear. There's only one way. That we're ever going to meet. See heaven. That's by being born again. Receiving and accepting Christ as our Savior. I'm brother, by being cleansed. In the precious blood of the Lamb today. Father, how the Father give all he could. Offered unto you this morning. I presented right now this very hour. That you might be born again. You see you knew. John 3:16. But I read 17 and 18. That you might know it all this morning. That you might understand. Yea, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. What did Peter say? The Lord's not slack concerning his promise. As some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward. I'm not willing that any should perish. I'm brother, but that all I should come to repentance. That's what God wants for you this morning. I is to be born again. I saved from a devil's hell. I saved from a life of sin. I'm brother. I said how the psalmist said he pulled me up out of the miry clay. I set my feet on the solid rock and established my going. I'm brother, he did that for me. And I know this morning that he'll do that for you. If you'll call, he'll answer. What did he promise? Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. I'm brother. Father, he's done his part. I've feebly done my part. Now it's up to you today. God bless you. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.